With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Moss is the New York-born author of The Valachi Papers, King of the Gypsies, and Serpico. His latest is Marie. It's about Marie Rajanti, who as chairman of Tennessee's Pardons and Parole Board, blew the whistle on a corrupt political machine involving Governor Ray Blanton. Here's Moss.
What attracted me was not the fact that there was massive corruption in the state of Tennessee, because I find plenty of corruption in New York or New Jersey or Illinois or wherever it was. That wasn't the thing that attracted me to this. It was the idea of her. As I began to look into it more, I began to see far greater dimensions. After all, Serpico was single. He was a tough guy. He had a gun. This is a woman, alone, very vulnerable, a mother of three children, their sole support.
Marie was suspected of being behind a federal investigation of corruption in Blanton's administration. A vicious campaign was started against her. She was painted as the town whore, set up for drunk driving arrest, publicly called a liar, and was fired in disgrace.
If I had written this as a novel, you'd probably laugh me out of the country. It's like a giant soap opera. There were three murders and a suicide and whatnot. But she sued to get her job back, and it took a jury 50 minutes to decide all the charges against her were trumped up.
Moss says the local news media in Tennessee covered Marie's story irresponsibly.
The press in Nashville, which is the state capital, bought the Blanton administration's vilification of Marie almost unquestioningly. I think it started when she was first appointed. She was 34 when she was appointed the chairman of the Pardons and Paroles Board, and they took one look at her, and they decided she'd slept her way into the job. I mean, it was a knee-jerk reaction.
Peter Moss admits he began to write Marie's story with a prejudice in her favor. After 3 years of writing and investigation, nothing has changed that prejudice. Peter Moss, author of Marie, A True Story, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Marie, A True Story by Peter Moss, has received a lot of attention. It's about Marie Rajanti, a former Pardons and Parole Board official in Tennessee who helped to smash a corrupt political machine involving Governor Ray Blanton. Rajanti joined Moss on a publicity tour, and Moss says he'll give her half the movie sale.
It was my book, but it was her life, and I don't believe virtue should be just its own reward. When I started this book, I didn't know there was going to be a movie. I never know. But I did tell her at one point that if I ever had a movie sale, I would share half of it with her.
Moss is confident the facts in his book will not be challenged.
If there's one thing as a writer that I live in fear of when I'm writing nonfiction work, is making a significant error. When I wrote the Valachi Papers, I was certain that if one error could have been found in that, that was a book that caused a great uproar. If somebody could find a single error in that, they would use that to discredit the whole book. The same with Serpico.
And no one ever did. Peter Moss, a longtime investigative reporter, turned to books because he became less interested in the what and more concerned about the why and how. For example, the Serpico book, in which an honest cop turned crooked officers in.
What the Times and the newspapers missed was Serpico himself. I certainly was not bowled over by the fact that there was police corruption, and I don't think most readers were. What fascinated me was why Frank Serpico was the first cop in American history to step forward openly about police corruption the way he did.
Mossy's parallels between Serpico and his latest heroine, Marie.
The one great thing she shared with Serpico was the loneliness of their fight against corruption and the constant concern about whether they were doing the right thing, about going about it the right way.
Peter Moss, author of Marie, A True Story, is now at work on a nonfiction thriller about former CIA spy Edwin Wilson, convicted of gun running for the Libyans. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.